We know it's hard to buy a car in today's market. And for our Labor Day special, we're going to talk about how to go about buying a car in today's market.
Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritmus NMLS number 664589. Ian Arnold NMLS number is 1995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Hi, this is Rick Rickma, your hard-working mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group. And again, if you want to catch our last episode, which was really good, go to Indy's Real Estate Gurus podcast, and you can find that on all major podcasts and listen to any of our past episodes.
Yep, or you can go to our website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Not only can you contact us from there, but you can also listen to our podcasts right there. And the new podcasts are generally up early the next week. So we'll get that up. Monday, Tuesday, it should be up and available if you want to listen again to today's show.
All right, Rick. So what articles or what numbers caught your eye today?
Well, you know, there's a lot of numbers out there. And the basics I thought we should talk about is what's going on with mortgage rates and maybe a little bit of why, but not – we talk about why a lot, but – what is going on with mortgage rates? So today's this week has not been friendly to mortgage rates.
No,
it has been a tough week. Mortgage-backed security bonds have gone down, and when they go down, it pushes mortgage rates up. The weird part of it is that the economic news that we're getting hasn't been that good. It should have been helping mortgage rates, and yet it has not helped mortgage rates. So, you know, it's just one of those things. There's still the thing that you have to keep in mind is that mortgage rates are still phenomenal. And, you know, I wanted to talk about something. I saw this mostly. It was an investor who was talking about it, but I thought this really does also fall in place for mortgage rates. It says humans are predisposed to straight line their future expectations. So we think when mortgage rates are going down, many borrowers and loan officers see their good fortune continuing unabated. They think rates are going to go down forever and they're going to stay down forever. Did you see that last couple of years?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people were saying, oh, we're going to go lower and lower. Yeah. Even our customers, we're at 2%. And people are like, oh, you think it'll go lower? I mean, and we're like, really? How much lower can it go? But still, the anticipation, can it go lower?
Right. And not only can it go lower, some people would wait. It, you know, hey, I know rates are at a record low, and I can get whatever, but are they going to go down under 2? Are they going to be at 1.5? Well, you know, that's human nature. Conversely, when mortgage rates are going up like they are in today's market, many borrowers and loan officers can't see rates ever going back down.
It's the doom and gloom.
It's just how people are. And both assumptions are wrong.
Correct.
Rates, if they're going up, will eventually stop and go back down. And rates that are going down will eventually stop and come back up. I have seen this over and over again for over 30 years. That's how it works. Just know that's how it works. So in that, if you have a house and you need, let's say you need to cash out for debt consolidation, or you want to do some fix up on your house and you that's the best way to get the money. It still could be the best way to get the money, even if your current mortgage rate is in the 2s or 3s.
Yep.
Or higher.
Yeah.
It could make sense. So it's just one of those things you got to look at. Don't just get caught up in what the mortgage rate is right now. So I just thought that was very appropriate because I've seen it so many times, and it happens in everything. We tend to see whatever's happening today is happening forever.
Yeah, it's just like you said, just another way. We're just so short-minded, basically. We only see to our hand. We don't see the wall 50 feet ahead.
Yes, that's exactly right. And the other piece of that, I think, is something else we can look at. Now, this could be the opposite. Right now, we've been seeing appreciation on our homes going crazy.
Correct.
And it's still going crazy. Year over year, well, it was year over year, we were at 19.9% annually. Now we're only at 18% annually nationally.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
No, not 18.
18. That's it. I mean, that's incredible.
It is.
That is an incredible number. But we knew it would slow down some. It has to. It's too high. And I know that sounds stupid, but it cannot continue to at those levels. It has to come down. And it came down from the previous month over month. It went up 1.6%. And then I think this is June. It was only 0.6%. Still, 0.6% is almost 7% year over year. That's just the month. So we had a lower month in June. I think we'll probably see that June and July, maybe even August, because the market really, really slowed down as far as houses on the market.
Yeah, I mean, we somewhat knew that was about to come. August, when you get closer to August, it does slow down quite a bit. And that's what we've talked about the last few months is housing. You're going to have an influx of houses on the market because of the summertime, the school time. But now as you get closer, and I know our data is usually about a month off, but you have to realize as it gets closer, I mean, this is basically, it's September now.
Yeah.
So
it is September now. Not so, basically,
yeah.
It is.
So, man, time just flies.
Yeah, I know.
But so we're about to get August numbers. We're getting at July numbers. But,
those were June numbers. That's the latest available.
So
some of them are way behind, yeah. But you're right. Most of our numbers will be either July numbers or a lot of them will be August numbers, but we won't get the August numbers for a few weeks.
Correct. And so you're not going to see it, but this is just what we're telling you is it was going to start slowing down. And it's just the nature of the ebb and flow of a year-round calendar.
Correct. Yes. And, you know, what we saw is an increase in homes coming on the market. But now that's stopped. Okay. We always see it. It's what happens every year. We see it come up through the spring. And then when you get into the August timeframe, it comes back down. Usually it's August or September. It comes back down. It's lower. And so we are not seeing as many homes on the market. I talked to a real estate agent, I think it was a couple days ago, and they were telling me that it's amazing how few homes they're seeing on the market. Yeah. It's really tough.
Even our guru, Jeremy Page, he mentioned it when we had him on a couple weeks ago, that it is starting to slow down a little bit. He goes, but houses are still selling. They're selling within a day to 2 days to 3 days. I mean, so keep that in mind. I mean, it's not like houses are sitting for 6 months like they were 5-7 years ago. I mean, maybe a little longer than that. But, I mean, that's what you have to look at is if houses are still selling that quick, you have to be ready.
Yes, and good houses are selling very quickly.
Yeah.
Jeremy said he had one. The one he was talking about sold immediately. You know, this time frame is still under 30 days. It's ridiculously short. And the good houses are selling very quickly. If you have a house that's overpriced, if you have a house that needs some work, if you have some of those issues, then you can see them. They don't sell as quickly. But good houses are selling quickly. And it seems like in that lower price range, a good house really sells quickly.
Yeah. I mean, just more people can afford it.
Yes, they can. So, you know, now that the last numbers were Case-Shiller. Case-Shiller's like the gold standard of the appreciation numbers. They really are the most accurate normally. FHFA has also put their numbers out. Now, these are a little different because they're a conventional lender, and so this is conventional financed homes. This is not, you know, that's the information that they get. And they showed that the houses increased 16.2% instead of the 18. Again, that's, you know, it's not counting as many houses and as all the different price ranges, and it only went up by 0.1 nationally, but you know the whole area is still doing pretty well, and the whole country. Some of them are showing, you know, a little bit of less. They aren't going up as quickly, but they're still going up, and that's what we thought would happen is prices would moderate some. they can't continue at that very high rate. With that, do you want to get on to?
Oh, so you'd like to learn how to buy a car today?
Yeah, well, you know I'm a car guy, and I can't. I mean, this is an exciting one for me. I like cars. I like everything about cars. Now, I spent some years, you know, selling cars, and I was general manager of a car store. Yeah, you sold cars.
Yep, and I managed car lots too. But the big thing is, and not to make a big point of this, but your age difference compared to when you bought your first car, compared to if somebody's looking at buying a car today, it's like heads and tails, night and day. I mean, it's totally different. And some people who love to buy cars and buy cars all the time, they see that. People who do not, if you bought a car 7 years ago and you're looking at buying another car today, it's a totally different market. It's a totally different way to look at things. You've got to do things differently. Things that had value then are valued differently now. It is a weird thing. So I know we're coming up on the break, but when we get back from the break, how about this? We'll go through how to buy a new car, how to look at your trade, and then we'll also still get into, even if you're looking at a used car, what do you do?
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Thank you for joining us. This is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, and I'm Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group.
And if you would like to contact us, please go to our website, hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. From there, you can contact us, or you can actually listen to our podcast, or you can go to any of the podcasts. I don't know what they're called.
Oh, they're just called podcasts.
Podcasts. And put in Hardworking Mortgage Guys. No, yes, Hardworking Mortgage Guys or Indy's Real Estate Gurus. See, this is why you do this and not me.
I was trying to give you more lines, and you messed it up.
Yeah, Indy's Real Estate Gurus, and on any of the podcast site, that will bring it up, and you should be able to listen. And you can listen to all our old shows. Just please feel free to do that. If you have any questions, though, go to HardworkingMortgageGuys.com and contact us.
All right, so now it is time for...
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
The question of the week is brought to you by our Reducer Mortgage. With the price of everything going up, call us today to see what we can do to help you reduce your payment to help out your bank account. And this is a big thing. With as much as we've talked about the inflation and everything's going up, some people need a relief, whether it's interest rates or whether it's with just having a little extra cash. Call us. We'll set up a thing and go through your situation and find out what sounds best for you.
Yeah, the Reducer Mortgage is like an inflation fighter.
Correct.
Right? It could be. We just have to look at it. And a lot of people will use it for a variety of things. They can pay it, like you said, debt consolidation, or, maybe they want to do some work on their house. Whatever it is that they want to do, it's a great way to do that.
All right. So last week's question was, what rock group consists of four famous men, but none of them sing? Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'd have never got that.
Come on.
My mind doesn't think that way. You said rock group, and I'm like rock group. And it's like I'm going to be looking for all these people who don't sing. Play
the music.
Instruments. There you go. Play the instruments. Listen, all right. I'm getting old. My memory's not all that it used to be.
All right. So the new one is, I make a loud sound when I'm changing. When I do change, I get bigger and weigh less. What am I? Find out next week with question of the week.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Okay, yeah. Rick. So somebody's out there right now and they want to buy a new car. What is your first advice for them?
Well, I can tell you what I do. And I think the first thing you got to do is, as you're driving around, look at the cars that are going by, look at the cars in the parking lot, look at, and try to narrow down what it is you want. At least narrow down. Do you want an SUV? Do you want a car? Do you want a truck? You know, what is it that you're going to want? And then also, as you look at those, you might be able to narrow down which company, you know, vehicle you like the best. And you have to decide what's most important to you. You know, is it the quality of the car? I think most vehicles today are high quality vehicles.
Yes, I would agree there.
Okay. I think they're going to last a long time. They're not going to have a ton of problems. You always get some
knock on wood when you buy.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, they're not like it. When I started out, it wasn't like that. A car, if you got a car that went 100,000 miles, you were doing great. Today, 100,000 miles
is nothing.
The cars are so much higher quality. The other day, a friend of mine came over, and he has a 64 Corvette. And so we took that for a ride. What a great car, fun to ride in. But you know what he said? I can only drive it for about half an hour, and I can't deal with it anymore. He has to take it back and go get his other car.
Yeah. The suspension's different. The ride's different. I mean, you get into some of these newer cars, they just ride like a dream. You barely feel the road bumps, the road construction, potholes. You just keep going.
Mine's that way.
Yep.
My car, you hardly hear anything.
Correct.
They're quiet. The other thing I like to tell people, especially my kids, you know, it's because I love old cars. We go to a lot of car auctions, old, you know, Mecum, some of the one up north near Fort Wayne. We go to Auburn, that's Auburn, and gone to Florida for auctions, gone all over for auctions. And I really like old cars. But I'll tell you what, I don't like when you back in the day, you'd go out, you'd turn the key, and the car wouldn't start.
Yeah.
It'd drive you crazy.
Well, it'd drive you crazy today. But
they don't do that.
But it's hard. It happens less frequently.
Yeah, doesn't happen hardly at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if you maintain your car today, not that it can't happen. There's still cars on the side of the road, but nowhere near in the volume. It just doesn't happen anywhere near as much. Cars are better made. And some manufacturers at least have their reputation. Like I really think, you know, there's certain cars that, like Toyota. I think Toyota makes a very good car. Mm-hmm. I don't drive a Toyota. I have had them, but I don't today because I wanted something with more power and more sporty.
And it works for you.
It works for me.
So let's get into, you found the right car. So you're at a new car dealership, and you're going in there and you want to buy that new car. What do you do?
Well, first thing I'm going to do after I look around at all the cars out there on the street and everything else, and I'm going to go online and I'm going to look a lot of things up online. And then I'm going to go into the dealership. First I'm going to know whether they have what I want.
Okay. And how often is that right now for new cars?
It's not a ton. That's, you know, that's the thing. I did it yesterday just to kind of play around. So I was looking, I have a BMW and I was looking at another BMW and they had one on the lot. So it wouldn't be exactly what I would want, but I wasn't looking to buy one. I was just trying to play around. So I look at it online and I know what they've got, but you still don't know if it's going to be there.
Correct.
It could sell or it may not. A lot of times they're showing them there. So when you go to the lot, the car may not be there. It may be on its way in. It may be a few months before you can get it. Now that tells you something. You don't have a whole lot of negotiating power when they don't have any cars.
Yep. Supply and demand.
Right.
I mean, I drive down 96th Street, which if you're not from Indianapolis area, that's basically car alley. I mean, there's
from Allisonville to Keystone.
Yep. I mean, there's umpteen car lots, barely any other businesses, just car lots. But you don't see new cars.
No.
So if I was driving through and I wanted to buy a new car, guess what? They're not going to move too much off because not only you want a new car, but the 10 people behind you want a new car too.
Yes. And that's the thing. They know they can sell the car. There's very few cars that are not sold when they get to the lot. And sometimes they have it only because somebody said they were going to buy it and then they didn't. And you just happen to get lucky. I've had friends who've done that. So you just have to know you're not going to get a whole bunch of money off the car. Sometimes you might get lucky and get a little bit off. I mean, some of them, they want over list.
Yep. So in my words of wisdom there, if you've done your research and that's the car for you, then don't lose the car over a little bit of money. I mean, if you're at a 10 grand difference, all right, that's a different ball game. But if you're at a $1,000 difference, really, I mean, payment wise, it's roughly $20 a month. But so don't lose your car because you're stubborn that you must have a discount. Cause there is a way to make more money. And that especially is when you have a trade. When you have a trade and you drive down any of these car lots, what are they all saying? We buy cars. It's because they can't buy cars. So guess what? You can take your car to three or four places, and I highly recommend this, and see what offer they will give you. I mean, because guess what? Then if you then get a high offer, let's say somebody offers you 10 grand for your car, that was the highest one, but the dealership that you want to buy the car at, they're only offering you 8. Well, guess what? You can go, hey, this place right here, here's it in writing. They want 10. I can go over there and sell it to them. Guess what? They're more likely going to come up on theirs.
I've had some who don't.
Yeah, some won't.
Some won't. But the other thing you have to remember is when you trade it in, you don't pay the
sales tax.
So it's an offer from the dealer you're trading it in could be lower and actually better for you.
Correct.
So just know that that's the case.
Yeah. In the state of Indiana, and I say that because we do have the podcast, state of Indiana, when you trade a car in, you get sales tax. So if you're buying a $20,000 car, your trade is $10,000. You only pay taxes on $10,000. You don't pay it on the
difference
first.
Between your trade and the new car. The other piece that you have to look at is, you know, so you find the car and you know you're going to you can't really negotiate on the price of the car that you're buying right now. You can a little bit possibly, and used cars kind of the same way. You can negotiate some used car. I think a new car. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think a new car is a better deal right now than a used car. So I would shop new first. Doesn't mean you aren't going to find what you want in a used car, and that's not going to be your best option. But a lot of times, I would definitely look at the new cars. But you also, it's the financing. I would go in with financing already shopped.
Correct.
So I know what I can get on financing.
Yep.
If I'm going to finance the car. So the dealer is going to want the financing. But they may give you, I've had them do this, they give you a better deal because you already have it in place and they want to beat the deal that you already have.
Yep. And especially when it comes to new cars, a lot of the new cars have the incentives like through Toyota or Honda where they'll do 2% interest or even 0% interest for some amount of time. So sometimes they do offer that great, but it's always nice to have in your back pocket, well, my local bank gave me 3%. I'm just making up percents here. But it's nice to have that in your back pocket.
Yeah, they gave me X. Can you beat that?
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to go with them. And so that is a great way to do it, I think. I think you've got to be prepared. But also know when you go, you know, the fact that they have incentives, I'm changing topics here, or I'm changing back.
Are you all right?
The fact that that they have incentives is a way you can get something off because the manufacturers, I don't know why, but they still have incentives.
Yes.
Well, a lot of them.
It's the whole thing, though, is they still want you to buy their car over, Toyota wants you to buy their car over a Honda. So they might incentivize a little bit better than their competitor just to get you in the door. Let's just say, Toyota took all the incentives out, but Honda kept theirs. Some of those people that are iffy and are not, let's say, brand loyal, might go to Honda. Oh, they're giving $500 off. I'll go there just because of that.
Yeah, but then they don't have a car. Then they have no cars. See, that's the thing. With supply and demand, I think it's habit. I think that's what they've always done,
and
they're still doing that. To me, I'm just guessing. But anyway, it is one of those things. So you want to shop not only the car. And you know, right now you really can't negotiate. You might be able to negotiate a little bit. My brother-in-law bought a Toyota, and he got $500 off.
Yep.
I was shocked. I didn't think they would give anything off because it was actually a car that had been ordered and people backed out on it, and he just happened to be right there and bought the car. But it hadn't even arrived yet. They had backed out as it was shipping. Probably found something else and bought it, and he went ahead and did it. And they gave him some money off. Which I was surprised, but, you know, I guess it's like anything. It's hard not to if you just want to sell the car and you got the person there. So you can try to negotiate a little bit. Negotiate on your financing. Bring your financing with you.
Correct. And then we talked briefly a little bit about used cars. We'll get a little bit more into it. So about 15 years ago when CarMax started, they started this no haggle thing. Well, guess what? A lot of the dealerships have turned into that. So if you do hear that, guess what? It's not uncommon for used car dealerships to not to say, hey, look, we just don't haggle, period. This is why I was saying this. It's a little different from back in your day when it was a lot more haggling.
It is hard for me to buy a car.
Even when I was in the industry, you don't realize. I talked to people that were in their 60s and 70s, and they were like, I just don't buy any. I don't buy cars at sticker. Well, how about this? I'll give you a dollar out of my pocket, and there you go, because we don't haggle. I mean, you can't do that at some dealerships, just so you know. But when I ran it, I mean, it was a little different. But there are some dealerships, they might do other stuff for you. They might add a backup camera. They might be able to try to do something. But there's not a lot of wiggle room like there was in the back day where people would just spend all day Saturday, hey, let's go down and hit all these lots and get my best deal and spend all day. And they made it a whole circus. Nowadays, people don't want that. People either buy their cars online or they go in. They know exactly what car because they researched it online. They call you, hey, is that car available? And then they come in and they test drive. And if they like it, they buy it.
It still takes too long.
Everything takes too long. It's not McDonald's.
Yeah. I mean, the big dealerships take too long. Not all of them, but
I will tell you big dealerships.
They take too long.
I was looking for my specific car, and it took longer. And I'm like, I know this process. I work at a car dealership, and it was funny on how long it took me there. And I'm like, you guys aren't even busy. How is it taking so long? And it's just, I think they want to make it the game.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's a tough thing to understand because I don't understand why they would make it that way, but it certainly can end up that way.
Now, I hate to do this. I mean, we could go on like this for hours. Maybe we should have done like a three series month special or something. But we are coming closer up to the break.
Right, up to the end of the show.
End, not the break. I mean, I guess a break for a week, but.
Yeah, break for a week. Breaking for a week. Yep.
So I know you got one of your really good gurus coming in next week.
He's an insurance guru, Simon Seffen. He's the agency owner of Goosehead Insurance. And I tell you what, he's extremely knowledgeable in insurance. And we're going to talk about flood insurance. Do you need it even if you aren't in a flood zone? And there are reasons that you might. So it is definitely something worth listening to. We're going to talk about a lot of insurance, but that's the focus I wanted to focus on. Again, we thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group.
And I wanted to leave you with this. Teach your kids self-confidence and how to be happy with themselves. Everything else follows those two skills. Have a great week.